It's 8:41. It's Tuesday morning with Musers. I thought we would take this time to talk about the WNBA draft. I know it's months away, but George and I are big WNBA guys, and the Wings will again have the first pick. Everybody thinks
so
they're going to take Lauren Betts, but I wanted to focus on the third pick, the Seattle Storm. A lot of people think Ozzie Fudd out of UConn is going to go third to the Storm. I think that would be a huge mistake. Now, what's going on? What is happening here?
No.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
It's Chris, man. What's up? What up, bro? Bunch of homos up in here.
Hey, we're on the air, Chris.
What are my homosapiens up to, huh?
We're doing our show.
Are all my sapes gone? What's happening here? You two dills still struggling in six-pig jail?
We're struggling.
Yeah, we're struggling.
You guys need to level up, man, and go strato like the Chris are here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that I made more money in the third quarter of the fiscal year than all the other fiscals combined?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm talking about. High five, George. Yeah, that's right.
Reluctant.
Yeah, man, dude, I crushed it in the third court.
You did.
Yeah. I've been like at the top of the ticket sales leaderboard for like 1,000 straight weeks.
Really?
So, yeah, man,
I've just been
killing it. And I'm always kidding K-Rach, you know, because he's always at the bottom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always get the million-dollar bonus every week, you know, for selling.
Every week. Wow.
And K-Rach always just gets like the steak knives or something, you know. It's so great. Look at Craig over there. Hey, he's laughing.
You're funny.
Yeah. Hey, what are you guys going for Halloween?
Well, I don't know that we're going.
Any thought?
You're not going to get in a costume, man, and go to parties?
No,
white shut stuff, you know?
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm either going as a male dancer or a sexy male dancer.
Okay.
Yeah. I was also thinking about like going as a sexy priest. Or maybe as a sexy priest billionaire. I can't decide. You know, it's like I can't decide. And like the people around me are all trying to convince me to do this or that.
Yeah.
And one of my girlfriends was like, Chris, man, you know, Halloween's coming up and you're so sexy and you make love so well and you have a really sweet Aston Martin V8 Vantage and you have so many mooning altcoins and such a great penthouse at the W that they let you stay in for free because it's so good for business and you make love so good.
Really? She said all that?
Yeah, so what are you guys up to?
Well, what was she getting at?
Yeah, what was the point of the story?
Hey, I noticed George is still driving his clapped out chopped truck to the station. Man,
what are you talking about?
Dude, that truck is so spare.
It's fine.
Oh, dude, I was ripping a line of coke off the tailgate before I came
up.
Okay,
but don't put that on my tailgate.
Dude, I totally planted a kilo in your glove box just to prank you, man.
That's a good one.
Oh man, I'm going to the Mavs opener tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, but I'll probably only coach like the first half or so before I take my PJ to the Bahamas for crypto.
Coach?
You're coaching?
Yeah. You know, I coach every once in a while in the NBA just to keep my basketball chops up.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
How do they let you do that?
Yeah, Coop Fla, who's one of my students.
Nobody Cooper Fla.
Yeah, at my basketball camp for NBAers that I ran over the summer. He was in that, you know, and he paid for the VIP treatment, which, you know, that means that I'll come to his first NBA game.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, after I coached him up and everything.
Yeah.
And, but you know, I'm going to be there, so you can come say hi to me. Dude, I don't know. I'm going to be so tired.
Oh, God.
I'm just loaded so tired
statement.
Right now.
Why are you going to be tired?
Well, I had a heavy weekend this past weekend. I had a whole day of threesomes on Saturday.
Gosh.
And then I spent most of my Sunday fixing the defense.
Fixing the defense.
Yeah, my friend Matt, he begged me. He said, hey, Chris, man, there's no one who understands NFL defenses like you. Can you swing by the Cowboy Stadium and fix the defense.
So you did it on game day.
And Matt Eberflus So I was like, you're using way too much zone, dude. Got to play more man-to-man, none of that. Hey, let's go one high safety and let's let the linebackers start jamming the receivers, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, let's shut down the honey hole between the safety and the corners. Let's put a bracket on someone, you know? Do all the good football.
Pretty good play. So, it worked out pretty well.
And so, I fixed it for him real quick. And he's like, bro, you fixed my life, bro.
Fixed my life.
Yeah, and he pledged his undying loyalty to me.
Okay, I doubt you've ever even talked to Matt Eberflus.
So I invited him to my next freak-off party.
Okay.
Throw him a bone or two, whatever I feel like watching at the moment.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Matt doesn't look like a freak-off party guy.
Although I feel a little bad for the Cowboys, even though I'm part owner in the team. I feel a little bad.
Part owner?
Because I was partying with my buddy Trey Digg. And he dared me to backyard wrestling. I'm like, dude, you don't want any piece of this. You really don't.
Right.
I don't want to break off a piece on you. So I got him in a leg lock, and then I pile-drived him from the second-floor balcony. I think I screwed up his neck or something.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trayvon Diggs was wrestling Chris.
We've been wondering.
So that's what happened. Hey, you guys coming out to Texoma? I rented it out this weekend.
The whole lake?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
I can't make it.
No, I'm out of town.
Oh, dude, you got to come by. It's my 30th birthday.
You're 30 again?
Another one.
No, I don't think we can make it. And by the way, Chris, I was talking to a couple of your buddies in sales, K Rach and B Turn, and they told me that not only have you not sold anything in months and months and months, but that you were actually fired last Friday and they took away your key card. So I don't even know how you're in the building.
Mm.
That none of this, what you're saying, is true.
Oh, God, I've been found out!
Every time.
He jumped into the ticker booth again. Ryan, how's he look?
Speaking of broken pieces everywhere, he looks worse than Trayvon Diggs right now.
Maybe you ought to tap him on the shoulder or give him a kick, see if he's okay.
All right. Let's see.
I backed you in the
No.
Can't put him out.
Apparently.
There goes Chris.